I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus. Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position returned. It's obvious that someone hearing this message, no matter how you have been in obscurity, the grace of God will announce it to your world. God will reveal you that you cannot be hidden. He said, you are a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Whatever has kept you in the dark shall be destroyed this morning. God has programmed so much for you. By covenant, you are supposed to be at the top. He said, you are a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. So the topmost top is for you. He said, you are set on a hill that no devil can stop you. Is somebody get what God say here? By covenant, you are supposed to be at the top. And hear what God said concerning you. In Abrahamic covenant, in Genesis chapter 22, I want to tell you who you are so that you will know that you are not supposed to be at any average level. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 17 and 18, here was said, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thee. Is that true? Thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the case of his enemies. Look at the next verse. And in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. Did you hear that? That means you are supposed to be a global phenomenon. That through you, the entire world, you are not supposed to be a local champion. Someone get what God say here. You are, God is saying, look, this is my program. And he said in Galatians 3 that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, that caused everyone to hang upon the tree. That this blessing of Abraham, in Genesis, Galatians 3, 13 and 14, that what God has said to Abraham might become as many as has accepted Christ. Somebody get what I'm saying now? God is saying, if you are born again, you are supposed to be a pace setter. You are supposed to be at the top. Then why are Christians trying to survive? This is God's agenda for you. It's not something that any devil say, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not go unfulfilled. So stop settling for an average life. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord shall be exalted, and all nations shall what? So everybody in the church is supposed to be at the top. The carpenter, top. The teacher, top. The pastor, top. The student, top. So average is not for a child of God. But two things are responsible, which we handle. One is Satan, who has oppressed humanity. Two, we are the ones. I come again. Two things limit man. One is the devil, which by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you can cast him out. Is that true, sir? Then the second one is man, not the devil. We are the ones that limit out of ignorance and true stubbornness and sin. Is somebody get what I'm saying now? So whichever way, we need to correct them. Is that true? If the devil, we address him and arrest him. Because you address him to do what? Arrest him. But if it's you, then you have to package yourself back. Is that true, sir? Glory to God. Because if it is you, you don't need to cast any devil out. You just package yourself back and be online. But I tell you, before this month is over, your story will change. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Go nowhere, because this message continues shortly.
That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. God created you from where? Himself. So you cannot maximize, realize your potential as a child until you go back to your source. You don't walk to earn, you walk to learn. You walk to contribute. Your potentials will come out. Never go to work in a place because they pay you. Go to work in a place because you have something to offer. God does not give fruit. He gives you seed, then the seed goes to become. Every time, challenge yourself to be better than what you are. So potential is unexposed ability and latent power. Christianity is not a religion. We only feel it for official purpose. Which religion? Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is life. It's importation of heaven on earth. It's living the life of Christ. They said, this man are like Jesus in Antioch. Is that true, sir? And there they call them Christians. So Christianity is living the life of Jesus Christ. Somebody get what I'm saying here? If you mistake it for a religion, you won't go far. Religion says this. But Christianity is life. It's what? A true Christian is one who has discovered his true reason for living. Now, in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible says, and be not conformed to this world. Be not what? That means don't bend to the world. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. You know, when they say this is a transformer, it's something that's upgraded. Is that true? To boost power. So God is saying, be you transformed. Don't bend to the world pattern. Take it up to that standard which God has given to you. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Is that true, sir? That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12 verse 2. So you don't have to bend to the wall. You have to move the wall to your standard. Somebody get what God's saying here. But you know, this time we are trying to fall to the world standard instead of taking the world to our own standard. Is somebody get what God's saying? Shout hallelujah. Compromise simply means to be conformed to the world which the scripture condemns. Today, compromise means nothing to people. Hear what the Bible says. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, verse 18, verses 17 and 18. It says, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Come out. Tell them about come out. It didn't say stay. He said, come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I'll be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anything that will keep you away from God wants to sink you. It may look good, but when you compromise to the world's standard, you go down. Save me as a child of God. I refuse to compromise. When you reduce God's word to the standard of the world, you will get what they get. Whether in your career, whether in business, every time, even your family, you don't keep the standard of the word of God, and you say, no, I will compromise. You will get results the way they get. Is that clear, sir? You now, for instance, you are married and you say, I don't believe, I will not keep the standard of God's word, I will compromise. I don't care what anybody preaches, you will divorce. You will fight. Because in the world, that is the kind of things they get. Is somebody get what I'm saying? Are you understand what I'm saying now? Two of you will never have peace. Because you are ready to compromise. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You say, in business, I will compromise. You will be getting the kind of problems they get. Compromise is a deadly sin. Is it what? Let the word of God be your standard for living. You know, there is erroneous, you know, we're in a modern time, so there's a modern marriage. There's no modern Bible and there's no old Bible. Bible is Bible. There's no civilization in this world that can make the Bible to be old. It is the same old rugged truth that does not change. You can't use modern civilization to change Bible. Am I talking to someone? There's no civilization that says, thou shalt love your wife. He said, no more. Based on civilization, no more love for wife. I changed it. Thou shalt submit. He said, no, I don't believe in submission. By modern, men and women are equal. No submission. You have equal problems. You can't change this truth, and nothing can be truer than this old truth. Trying to change it, they may charge you. And you may be in chains. You can't change it. If it worked for Abraham, it will still work for you. Did you hear me at all? It's the oldest book and the most powerful book on earth. Every book has changed. This book has not changed. Trying to change it, you may be in chains. Tell your neighbor, you don't compromise. Say like a child of God. Say like a child of God. You know, a very fine bird was singing on a tree, and a man was passing, saw the bird on the tree singing, and the man stopped and loved the way the bird was singing. And the man had worms in a box. And as the bird was singing, he said, I love you, bird. You have fine feathers. The bird said, if you give me one worm, I'll give you one feather. The man says, is that all? He said, just give me worm. I don't want to go about looking for food to eat. Just give me one in your box, and I'll give you a feather. So the man opened the box, gave the bird one, and he pulled out one feather. The next day too, he didn't want to go for any walk. The bird came up again singing. The man was passing. He said, just one worm, one feather. And he kept removing his feathers to have free food. Got to a point, he couldn't fly because he was featherless. When you compromise thinking you are looking for a shortcut, you find out that everything around you is no more there. Many have lost their destinies because they compromised. Today, many Christians can no longer associate with others, believers, because of the kind of things that pass through. Most marriages today are in crisis, not because of the devil, but rather the believer compromised and they are paying the price. In Proverbs 14, verse 12, the Bible said, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of the dead. Proverbs 14, verse 12. Compromise is agreeing to secure momentary gain and later face shame and reproach. A man called Solomon in the Bible. This man, the Bible said in 1 Kings 3, verse 3, and Solomon feared the Lord his God. So Solomon loved the Lord his God. Solomon did what? Solomon loved the Lord. 1 Kings 3, 3. This man loved God and built a temple for God. Is that true, sir? A time came, Solomon was so rich. So what? That he began to compromise his faith. Solomon got to a point, he married the daughter of Pharaoh. The same man that built temple began to build shrines. The same Solomon. He compromised to a point, the same man that built church was now building shrines. And I can tell you with authority, only God knows if Solomon is in heaven. Because from the way Solomon ended, it's likely Solomon didn't make heaven. Someone get what I'm saying? His father David never worshipped other gods. But Solomon compromised. Today, many of us come to church but still belong to cult. We're in church, but the arm of books have not been burnt. We still read them and still feel that we have to mix black and white. Heaven is real. You didn't hear me? The Bible said in 1 Kings chapter 11, 5 and 6, for Solomon went after Astaroth, the goddess of the Zodians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord and went not fully after the Lord as did David his father. The same man that loved God fell from being great king, full of good reputation, to be a rejected, frustrated and confused man of no honor because he compromised. Watch what you're doing. Watch what? Every time you compromise, you are simply heading for a crash. So God forbid. Why do Christians compromise? Why? Because most times we just compromise. Why do we compromise? Why do Christians compromise? You know, I teach, but the Holy Ghost has a way it does with me. I can be teaching and he will give me a spot. There are something I didn't put in my note that is just giving me now. The first reason they compromise is the love of money. Many compromise because of the love of money. Not money, oh, please. Don't mistake the two. The love is different from money. God is not against you having money, but it's against money having you. You understand what I'm saying here? God is not against you. Abraham was rich. Jesus was rich. But it's against money having you. You make money a god. When a man loves money, he can do anything to get it. Everything in his head is only money. He comes to church, he says, now serve God. He says, they talk about money. Many are compromising because of the love of money. It's the root of all evils. Come on, sir, here. 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money, please don't misquote, not money. Sorry, don't balance it. The love of what? You know, when you love something, everything you is that direction. As I'm preaching now, your head is money. They say, nines of glory, money. Go for evangelism, money. You are in the office, money. Win souls, money. Anything money, your eye do like this. He don't care whether. Shout hallelujah. Why do Christians compromise? Number two, lack of the fear of God. Lack of what? There are Christians that see church as a social club. They think we have come here to feel good and socialize after doing things that are not godly. They just think so. People see church as a social club. You know, social. You know, I belong to that church, you know. Boys, guys, our church. That's a church. We're all members of the church, you know. Church is not a social club. If God wanted you to smoke, I've always said, you would have put your nose at the back. Because the exhaust of your car is at the back. God didn't give you this nose to smoke. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If God wanted you to smoke, this nose, God is so intelligent, the only wise God, he would have put the nose at the back because your exhaust is not in front. He didn't give you this nose. It's not a social what? Club. In Proverbs 3 verse 7, it says, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So I will depart. Say like a child of God. Say, fear the Lord and depart from evil. Tell yourself, I won't do this because I fear God. That was what Joseph said. Is that not true? So I will not do this because I fear God. Is that true, sir? You just don't do it because you have the fear of God. We compromise because there's no fear of God. Some even kill people and come to church and give testimony. I said, praise God, I just got some money. And he just killed somebody. He paid people to assassinate somebody. And I said, praise God, I just bought 3 cars. Do you know kidnappers now give testimony? That they did business and they had breakthrough. How can a kidnapper give such a testimony? He has no fear.
Coming up on this series.
2 things limit man. One is the devil, which by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you can cast him out. Is that true, sir? Then the second one is man, not the devil. We are the ones that limit out of ignorance and through stubbornness and sin. Does somebody get what I'm saying now? Daniel was in the midst of wicked rulers who brought decrees against Daniel. Yet Daniel came out. True thinking.
There are some things that I really don't know before, but now I understand a lot of things.
I now have a deeper insight of what thinking means, and I'm aware also that thinkers rule the world.
Everything to make you a success is already in you. God has given it to you, but you have not steered it.
I know how to think now.
And I think it will improve my life.
When a man engages his mind productively, he can't be trapped by any wicked ruler.
Thinkers rule their world. Mental development for impact. A series of teachings that will help you succeed in life through thinking.
To get a copy of this message on DVD, contact us through the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
The greatest miracle is not the miracle that eyes are open. The greatest miracle is not that the lame walked. The greatest miracle is not that you bought a house. The greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. If you have not met Jesus, I want to pray specially with you. Just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead to save me. Right now, with my mouth, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen.
For live services, prayers, and counseling, visit smhos.org. or call the numbers on the screen. This program was brought to you by Salvation Ministries, Home of Success.